This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy, 8888. Ask Leo, the phone number, if you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, 888-827-5536. So I recommend strongly, everybody who's listening to this show should have a password manager. There's just, because you have so many passwords now, there's just no way without a password manager that you can handle that securely. If you're not using a password manager, then what you're doing is using the same password or a slight variation on every account. That's very dangerous. That's a very bad idea. Chances are that password's easy to guess because it's easy to remember. An easy to remember password is easy to for a hacker to guess. That's a corollary of some kind. It's the transitive property of passwords. Easy to remember, easy to guess. Hackers have very good techniques for what we call brute forcing passwords. They're not sitting there going, well, it's not like on TV. Let's see, let me guess, what's your birth? No, they're brute forcing it using tools that guess very rapidly. And they go for all the obvious ones first. And believe me, they know because of all the databases that have been released, they have a very good statistical database of the most popular passwords. So very important to use a password manager and let it generate the passwords and make them long, make them 20 characters or more, as long as your bank or whoever you're creating a password for will let you, because longer is better and totally random is better. But the problem, you may say, well, how do I remember a totally random password? You don't. Your password manager remembers it. All you have to do is remember one password for your password manager. That should still be long and hard to guess, but it doesn't have to be totally random. You can use a technique to generate that password. For instance, this is the technique I use, and I like it. It's a good technique. And by telling you this, I'm weakening it. But you can use a different technique. But you want to use a mnemonic, something that will let you recreate the password in your head, the lyrics of a song, the names of the presidents, something you've memorized, a poem perhaps. And you can use the first letter of each word in the poem. You can have rules for lower and upper case and punctuation that you and you only know. And then add another bit of padding to it. I like to use my childhood phone number because I remember it, but no one else probably knows it. And even if they did know it, it wouldn't be enough because it's just part of the total password. But by adding those 7 to 10 numbers at the end of it, you're making that password even harder to brute force. But the key is, this is something you're going to have to remember. So do something, you know, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? You can actually use that as your password if you did something that, like, then add your phone number to the end of it. Not your current phone number, not something that a bad guy might know, but something obscure. Your zip code when you were 12. Make it hard, but something you can recover. The reason this is okay is because there's a second thing you need to do, which is turn on two-factor authentication. A good password manager will also have two-factor authentication. So somebody would have to not only guess your password or brute force it to get in, they would also have to get that 6-digit code from your phone on the password authenticator that you use. Now, don't have it in a good password manager in LastPass and Dashlane and 1Password. Don't do this. Won't be sending you that 6-digit code via text message, because it turns out it's not so hard to steal somebody's cell phone number. They'll be doing it using an authenticator program like Google Authenticator. It's a good choice. The authenticator program generates a new 6-digit code every 30 seconds, so it's only good once. Bad guy would actually have to have your phone to do this. So that's my strong suggestion, is long password you can recreate, you can figure out, you can remember it, you can memorize it if you want, plus second factor authentication. That's going to keep that vault pretty safe. And the companies I've mentioned, 1Password, LastPass, and Dashlane, to my knowledge, do not have access to your passwords. They may store them on their servers, but they're encrypted using a passphrase that only you know. Only you know. Now, that's a problem, because if you forget it, you're going to lose all your passwords. So don't forget it. It's okay, by the way. I give you permission to write it down and keep it somewhere safe, like in your desk drawer at home, somewhere people aren't going to find it. And don't say, this is my LastPass password. Just write the password. Put it down, put it somewhere safe. LastPass has another nice feature. I think 1Password added this as well, called emergency access, where you can say a loved one, should something happen to you, can have access to your password vault. Another valuable thing, right? We don't like to think about this, but we're all going someday, and your bank accounts, all the important stuff, your savings, your brokerage accounts, whatever, are in that password vault. Your loved ones are going to need access to that, right? Hey, this is the beauty part of that password vault. You can give them access to this. The way LastPass does it is perfect. They have what I would call a dead man switch. They probably are more politic. They probably don't call it that. But the idea is you designate your wife, your husband, somebody to be your executor, maybe a couple of people. I chose my daughter and my wife. And you say, these people can actually request my password by sending an email to this address. Now, what happens is, by the way, LastPass then sends them a note saying, you're the executor, you're the password vault keeper. Should something happen to Leo, send an email to this address requesting his password. But they don't just send him the password. Otherwise, that could be trouble. So what they do is they send me an email saying, hey, are you dead? If I don't respond, then they give the password to my wife or my daughter. You can set the timeout for, hey, are you dead, to be a day, 2 days, a week, a month, so that you have time to see that and say, no, I'm not dead. Do not send them the password. Clever, huh? Or if you've passed on, it's unlikely you'll be answering email. So I think that's all in all, this is a really good thing to do. And I know it's inconvenient and it's a pain, and it's much easier to just use your dog's name and your birthday as your password. But believe me, if these passwords are important, you want to protect them. If you're going to do that, at least turn on two-factor for all those accounts. That'll help. But I really believe in password managers. Everybody, it's a little bit of a pain, I understand, to set up, and it costs you some money. LastPass is $24 a year. I think it's worth it. And yes, there are multiple multi-factor authentication technologies that you can use with LastPass. For instance, on the iPhone, if you have a fingerprint reader, you can have the fingerprint unlock LastPass. Makes it even better. You still have to know the password for time to time it'll ask you.